Time to have a little chat with our good friends over at the Saskatoon Fire Department, and we've got Fire Marshal Brian Conway joining us this morning. Brian, you wanted to talk a little bit about spring cleaning and maybe some of the fire risks involved.
Yeah, that'd be great, Ben. Nice to hear you've got a new show going. That's awesome. Yeah, let's talk about spring cleaning. First of all, of course, you know, that time of year, temperatures are changing. Kind of think about the upcoming seasons, and we want to make sure that we are being prepared. So one of the first things is start in the home and then work your way outward is to always check your smoke and CO alarms. The rest of the country, they change their time in spring and fall, so they use that as a point to remember that. And us in Saskatchewan, since we don't have daylight or we are on the same time all the time, is that we ask that you kind of follow those times when the rest of the country changes time to check your smoke alarms and CO alarms. The manufacturer's instructions for the smoke alarms and CO alarms is usually around the 10-year mark. So if you're getting to that point and your alarm starts to chirp, you might want to get it changed out and put a new one in. Also, dust off your home fire escape plan. You know, it's a good time to review your home fire escape plan. And if you don't have one, maybe to create one so that if there is an incident that you can get out of your home safely and make sure that everyone's accountable once you're outside. Matt, also, it's a good time to declutter just in the house itself, the hallways, stairwells, things like that, making sure there's no items blocking an exit, or if there's stuff that's been kind of accumulating in your furnace room, you want to make sure that your hot water heater and your furnace and all that is clear of combustibles. Make sure that there's some room around them. Appliances, they're in good working order. Extension cords that we used over the winter, check them for cuts, breaks, see if they're still in good shape. If they're not, maybe to take them out of service. You can always recycle, right? It's green, so we can recycle cords like that if they're being taken out of service. Also, looking at your venting on the outside, making sure that your intake and your outtake is clean. Also, your dryer, it's a good time to clean your dryer also in the spring, get the dryer vent cleaned all the way out. And making sure that your address is visible from the street is the last thing, really, is that we want to make sure that, you know, with spring coming, summer and that, is that just take a quick look and see that your address is clean, that it is fully visible, and that we can see it easily, because in the middle of the night, if emergency services comes by or you require us, we want to make sure that we can find you as soon as possible.
There you go. And don't start any bonfires in the middle of your living room, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no bonfires in the middle of the living room. Yeah, yeah. Let's keep our open fires to the outside in an approved pit between the hours of 2 and 11 using seasoned firewood or charcoal only.
Right on. Brian Conway, the fire marshal of the Saskatoon Fire Department. Thanks so much for coming on for a few minutes this morning.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.